leaders in your name who've represented you to us and helped us represent you to the world. We come to you in hope, trusting you for a good future as we make ourselves available to you and let you lead us on and show what is good and meaningful in this world. We come to you in trust that as you look on us, you will find things that you can bless with your favour and your grace. And so here we are, expectant this morning, coming to you. Amen. When Talia, our previous pastor, announced her resignation to become a full-time mum, I thought we might be facing a somewhat long and difficult process of trying to find a replacement for her. We are a unique congregation of people, the way we do things. Our intergenerational approach, our all-age, all-stage, our high level of participation and engagement during our services, our intentional desire to reach out through our local community, and in particular to Spotswood Primary School, the environment, the neighbourhood that we represent, a mixture of socioeconomic groups and ethnic groups. And I was thinking this could be a very difficult task. We met with the leadership of the Baptist Union, and we found out from them who was available and who we could have a look at. Excuse me, my grandchild. And we found a number of names of people that we could have a look at who were sort of wanting to move or could be considered suitable. And all members of the committee worked through those names, and we went away and prayed about them individually, and we came back and we found that we had all unanimously had one name at the top of our list. And Andrew was the one that we were interested in. And my travel plans at the time involved a trip through Auckland anyway, and so I met with Andrew and Naomi one morning up there just before Christmas, and I remember two very strong impressions from that meeting. First of all, Andrew bouncing up and down on the couch as he got more and more excited about talking with us and finding out who we were and how his ethos and his style and his view of the world tied in so well with others. It wasn't quite a Tom Cruise moment, but he was bouncing. And secondly, I remember Naomi's morning tea. Strawberries dipped in chocolate. That's a great morning tea. Thank you, Naomi. But we were getting excited about Andrew as a pastoral search committee, and we were delighted that Andrew had been getting so excited about us even long before we were looking to call a pastor. He was interested in how we did things and what our view of the world was. And so the selection committee unanimously decided to recommend Andrew's name to the church here to call him. And the church meeting agreed unanimously that that call should be extended. And so we gave Andrew the invitation. And now I'm going to invite Andrew up here for the first time speaking to us officially to explain what his view of the world was at that point.
Kia ora katoa. Well, so exciting to be here, first of all, before I sort of tell my little story. So a little bit nasally, but it is just really, really exciting to be amongst you all, and I'm just so looking forward to calling each other friends and working and serving together. Well, it all started a few years ago when I was 5 and I crashed my bike and... No, I didn't. So first contact I had really was through Alison. Alison being West's administrator, and sent me this email with this profile. And as I read through that, I was like, oh my goodness, a church like this really exists. This is amazing. This is really exciting. Really exciting. Naomi's first response was to Google New Plymouth. And then she was sold. Well, in conjunction with the profile of the church. Some of the things that we instantly just loved about West were things like how all people are embraced during the gathering times of Sunday mornings together. That was really, really important to us, this all-age, all-stage approach, the intergenerational value being expressed really tangibly like that. Very, very important to us. That really stood out. The external focus of serving in the local community with Spotswood Primary, and I'm really looking forward to building continuing to build a really good relationship there with the school. The opportunity to work with teams, work with the board, with a nurture team, with a trust board, family groups, all these different groups, and that just really excites me. So all these things really stood out to me. I guess my second response was, oh, I wonder whether West is actually in reality as good as it is on paper. Enter Gary Bedford. So, no pressure, Gary, yeah. So he comes around one Saturday morning, and some standout memories for me were that he knew and used all of my family's names. He knew, obviously, me and Naomi, but also Aaron and Ezra. He included Naomi a lot in the conversation in very meaningful ways. He was interested in us as people, and he seemed to have a very godly and also very earthy spirituality. And I think that is a very healthy thing and something that we were really impressed by. Next step, our first time in the Naki. First time for me. And I remember it was about the fifth day. When we got to about our fifth day, so this is like a couple of weeks ago, it was like, oh, wow, it does actually have clouds here, because the first four were like just stunningly blue. So I totally believe Mouseth what he was saying. It's always like this. So we met the call committee at Linda's place with Gary, Mouse, Hester, Alison, Roy, and Carol. And we ate and chatted and mixed. There was no pressure. It was very relaxed. And we moved into a time of dialogue. And Rachel was hanging out with Aaron outside, kicking the ball around in the playground, in the backyard, and Ezra was asleep. So it was really just really nice. It just felt so natural and welcoming and really good conversation. But we were there pretty much to check out the fit between us and the church. And the things that helped point us towards that fit were things like the participation that Gary's spoken about, things like living in the community in which we are a part of, and knowing, seeking to know and to love and to serve, things like having the time and energy to be involved in the Spotswood community, and so some of those, you know, expectations and all that sort of stuff we talked about. And these things, I really believe, are so close to God's heart and how God's wired me. And so for us, there was just such an overriding sense of God's goodness in the process of conversation and dialogue that led to us being very, very keen to accept a call from West. But we had to wait until the end of January, so we were told. We're like, oh, we're so keen. But then 2 weeks later, when we thought it was going to be six, just because of the time of year, we got a phone call from Gary saying, hey, we'd love to put your name forward to the church. And so my immediate response was just fantastic, fantastic. So at that time of the meal, we had no idea that was the actual interview, but it was the best interview ever. And here we are, and we are very, very excited about being here and about being coming amongst you and getting to know you and working together with you. Yeah, we've felt very, very welcomed, and so thank you very much.
As part of our worship, we bring our gifts and our tithes and our offerings. And here at West Baptist, we have special offering teams. So I'm going to ask the teams to come forward and help pass around the bags. And as they do so, we're going to sing one of the songs which represents the heritage of the faith we stand in. A magnificent Celtic hymn, Be Thou My Vision, Lord of My Heart. So if you'd like to stand and just sort of manage to pass the bags along as they go in front of you.
riches I need not, no man's empty praise. Thou my inheritance all of my days. Thou and thou only, thou first in my heart. High King of heaven, my treasure thou art. When battle is done, grant heaven's joy to me, thy heaven's son. Christ of my own heart, whatever before, still be my vision, the ruler. Christ of my own heart, whatever before, still be my vision, the ruler of all.
Take your seats again.
Let's pray for the offering. Thank you, Lord, for the privilege of living in such a beautiful country in which we have so many opportunities at our fingertips. Lord, please accept our offerings of money, of food, of ourselves as a small token of our gratitude. May it be used wisely to spread your love in our community and beyond, and help us to be faithful stewards of all our resources. In Jesus' name, amen.
Now we come to the sort of the really official part of getting Andrew into this job. And Marjorie Blakelock has worked with Andrew up in Glen Eden, and she's going to lead through the process of the induction here. And basically she's going to make sure Andrew understands what he's getting into. And if Andrew at the end of that decides still to say yes, then there's a group, they're going to come up here and pray on your behalf. And there'll be Marjorie, and there'll be a couple of the core committee from here, and there'll be Mike Waring from North Point Baptist, who's representing the local Christian fellowship here in New Plymouth. And so this is now the special time. So Marjorie, you're here somewhere. I saw you earlier. Ah, thank you, Marjorie.
Takes me great pleasure to be involved in this because, for those of you who don't know, I've shared an office with Andrew for 5 years. Any of you office shared? Anyone? For 5 years. So I kind of got the inside story. And the really inside story. I've heard and seen his relationships over the years, and you're getting a great guy. A great couple. Right. So, Andrew, would you please come forward, please? You're going to risk standing beside me? Right, okay, that's great. Yeah.
Where do you want me to stand? Right here.
Right, why not? Yeah. Okay, yeah, okay, right. So, this is a service of commitment between a pastor and the people. Yeah. The congregation here at New Plymouth West Baptist Church has extended a call to Andrew Sangster to be their pastor. And he's accepted that call. But more than just a call from a congregation, we are affirming that this is the call of God to both Andrew and to the people here of West. God has been the focus in this process. You, God's people, have sought to listen to him. You have been convinced of his direction, and you have obeyed. And obedience is at the heart of the response, which pleases God. And I know Andrew has done that part too. Yeah. So today we come before him as pastor and people, and as friends and family, to affirm your faith in Christ, to acknowledge that He, Jesus Christ, is the head of this church, and to commit yourselves to working together as pastor and people to grow the kingdom of God in this part of our land. So first of all, to the friends and visitors from Andrew and Naomi's previous church, Glen Eden Baptist, would you please stand? Right, okay, great. So you are welcome here today. It's just great that so many of you and us could be here. You're welcome here today as those who have already played a part in making Andrew and Naomi who they are, for seeing the work that God could do in and through them, and for your encouragement, nurture, support and affirmation. So hard as this is, and for me too, do you now release and commend Andrew and Naomi, Aaron and Ezra, to the people of the West? And will you let them take this new step with your blessing and encouragement? Please sit down. Yeah. Okay. All right. So that's that bit done, eh? That, you don't know how hard it's been on our end for some of us to actually let Andrew go. But we do that because we know that this is God's will. So that enables us to say, we will, kind of with confidence and real meaning. So Andrew, you have accepted the invitation to give pastoral leadership to New Plymouth West Baptist Church. And you have recognized that invitation as a call from the Lord. Recognizing this to be an act of obedience and affirming that you have gifts and skills to bring with you, and you are being set apart as someone in whom this church can place confidence and trust. And so Andrew, here in the sight of God and in the presence of these people among whom you come to pastor, I ask you to affirm your belief in God's purpose for your life and ministry. Are you convinced that it is God who has called you to this pastoral task? And are you convinced that He will guide and provide for you in this leadership role as He builds His church amongst this people?
Yes, very convinced.
Yeah. So will you again affirm your faith in the gospel of Jesus Christ, in the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes? And will you take the commission of Jesus to make disciples of all peoples as your mandate to lead this church into reaching people everywhere with that gospel?
Yes.
Mm. Do you dedicate yourself to being a person of humility, integrity, and passion as you love and feed and lead this people whom God has given you to serve?
They're living in God's grace, I will.
Yeah. Now, we're going to have a change of modes here, and it's just as well, because you can probably sense some of the emotion that's welling up for me, so a change of modes is very appropriate. Andrew, do you promise to forsake for supporting the Auckland Blues? And from this is why you weren't allowed to see this beforehand. And from henceforth only support the Taranaki rugby team, the Amber and Blacks, as the true embodiment of grassroots rugby and rightful holders of the Ranfurly Shield. Andrew, do I need to repeat that? Um, Okay, just pause for a minute and we'll wait for a response.
We just need Aaron to wave his little flag. Aaron, can you wave your flag for me, please? Nice and high.
Yep.
Amber and black.
Bring your child up in the way she
goes. Hold it up high, Aaron. Hold it up high. Up high.
Big wave.
Big wave. Good boy. Yeah, big wave. Do you need Daddy to help you wave it too? Will Daddy help? You want to do it by yourself?
Uh-huh. All I can say is go the Canes, and I'm looking forward to hitting the park. Jeepers. The park?
Okay. All right. Okay, I just need...
And I was there when Taranaki took the shield off Auckland, years and years ago, and I was like, gutted then, but now... Go to
Okay, Gary, will that be accepted as a response? Do you accept that as a response? Go, right, okay.
Absolutely, thank you,
allegiances. Okay.
Sorry, Dad.
yeah, there's a rugby coach in the family. Okay. Okay, I'm really sad that this is going to cause family tension. However, I'm sure this family that Andrew comes from has the maturity to handle that. Okay. Right, now let's come to the words of Jesus. Jesus said, you know that those who are regarded as rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them. Not so with you. Instead, whoever wants to be great among you must be your servant, and whoever wants to be first must be slave of all. And later the Bible says, and you'll know these words well, Andrew, be shepherds of God's flock that is under your care, not because you have to, but because you're willing, as God wants you to be, not greedy for money, but eager to serve, not lording it over those entrusted to you, but being an example to the flock. Right, now to the New Plymouth West Baptist Church and those who have joined them today from the local community. Having called Andrew to be your pastor, and alongside Andrew, having called Naomi and Aaron and Ezra to live amongst you, I charge you, the members and adherents of this church, to give Andrew the honour that is his due in the Lord as God's appointed leader among you, to be faithful in prayer for him and his family, to love them to bits, and to make them feel real special among you. Will you open your hearts and your minds and your lives and let Andrew love and feed and lead and serve you? Will you promise to stand by him, sharing with him in every possible way by your presence, support and encouragement? Will you pledge yourself today, pledge yourselves anew in partnership with him and seeking the guidance of the Holy Spirit to work together to grow the kingdom of God in New Plymouth and beyond, to the glory of God alone? If so, I ask who are part of the family here at West, will you signify your agreement to this by standing with them now? Yep, very appropriate that their flag's waving. What was that? Yeah. And also to friends and visitors and supporters and anyone who's just wandered in off the street today, you can stand now as well. Okay. And in so doing, you will signal your desire to Andrew and the church here at West to bless and encourage this ministry. So Andrew, in the light of what you and these others have affirmed, and with the conviction shared by all together today that God has called you to this role, I now declare you to be the pastor of New Plymouth West Baptist Church and commission you for the task. Okay. Oh, this sounds like a wedding. I was at my oldest grandson's wedding last Saturday. But Andrew, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord smile heaps and heaps upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord keep his eye constantly on you and give you peace. Amen. Right, you can all sit down. And now the people, yeah, that have been named before are going to come and pray on your behalf. And I would like Naomi, and if it's going to fit for the boys to come too, we'll kind of come up here together. Yeah, that you can be together for this. So we've got representatives of New Plymouth West and representatives of the wider Christian Fellowship of New Plymouth. And we're going to pray. And Leslie? Yeah, Leslie from Glen Eden as well. Are we all here? Yeah, Talia couldn't be here today. Okay.
She sends her apologies.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Let us pray.
Yeah.
Father, we welcome Andrew on the journey that is West Baptist Church. Yeah. And together, as congregation and pastor, we go hand in hand on the journey and the mission that you have called us to. We are to be a community that celebrates the good news of Jesus, that those who are weak can be made strong, those who are poor can be made rich, those who are hungry can be fed, those who are hurting can find healing. Lord, we are your hands and we are your feet. And the mission that we are on, we celebrate together with Andrew in the continuance of the journey that is west. Bless him and equip him and enable him. And may he know forever, every day, the renewal and empowering of your Holy Spirit upon him.
Lord, we just want to thank you for your leading in this process for Andrew and Naomi to come here to West today. Lord, we thank you for preparation and leaving Glen Eden and getting ready to come. And now that they're here, Lord, we pray that you would enable them to settle well in this new city, to find their place and to establish relationships and roots in the community here. Lord, we pray that you would bless this beginning time of Andrew's ministry here. Lord, allow him to find a rhythm in pastoral ministry. Lord, to have a clear sense of what your Spirit is saying and what you're wanting him to do within this community. Lord, we thank you for them and we ask for your blessing upon them. We thank you for their willingness to go where you have called. And Lord, I just pray that this would be the beginning of a fantastic ministry of many years here. And Lord, we just pray that they would feel welcome in the city and in this church community, that they would feel supported and loved and encouraged. And Lord, that they would continue to know the leading and blessing of your Spirit as they minister to this community of faith here at West Baptist. Thank you, Lord.
Dear God, we praise your name and thank you that in your divine wisdom you've brought Andrew and Naomi and West Baptist together. Thank you, Lord, that Andrew and Naomi and the boys have been embraced by this loving intergenerational fellowship. And Lord, I just thank you that this is a special place where the whole family can worship together. And Lord, I pray that they adjust to the town quickly and that as Andrew serves you in all aspects of his life as a pastor and a neighbor, as a tennis player and a sporty guy, that his joy in Christ draws people to him. Let him become a well-known face around Spotswood so that that you can use him for your missional purposes, for your glory. And Lord, I pray for a strong bond between Andrew and Naomi and the church family. May there be great times of reading the word together and praying, sharing life together on happy occasions and on times where there's struggles. Lord, encourage Andrew by your Holy Spirit. Give him wisdom and guidance so that he can be an encouragement as he pastorally cares for the church family and the local community. Thank you, God.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
What we're going to do now is that Emma's going to come and do a short reading, which I think captures the mood of the occasion. And then Linda, one of the church board members, is going to come and welcome officially Andrew and Naomi into the membership of this church. After they've signed the roll, the members of this church will be invited to stand and say again the pledge that we bring to our work here. So that'll be for the members. So Emma, thank you.
This is a reading from the book of Isaiah, chapter 52, verses 7 to 10. How beautiful on the mountains are the feet of the messenger who brings good news, the good news of peace and salvation, the news that the God of Israel reigns. The watchmen shout and sing with joy, for before their very eyes they see the Lord returning to Jerusalem. Let the ruins of Jerusalem break into joyful song, for the Lord has comforted his people. He has redeemed Jerusalem. The Lord has demonstrated his holy power before the eyes of all the nations. All the ends of the earth will see the victory of our God.
Naomi as well. It's my great pleasure to welcome Andrew and Naomi into membership at West Baptist, and we'll get you to do the official sign on the dotted line, and then you're stuck with us and we're stuck with you, and we'll just get you to do that, and then we'll do the one of the traditions that we have here at West when we have new members come into membership is that we all say the church pledge together. So can I ask the members of West Baptist to stand? And you guys might need to turn around so that you can see it. And we'll say the pledge together. Being called by God into the membership of New Plymouth West Baptist Church, I gladly acknowledge Jesus Christ as my Lord and Saviour. I affirm my desire through the strength of the Holy Spirit to love and to serve him all the days of my life. Recognizing the privilege of belonging to a fellowship of like-minded believers, I gladly acknowledge Jesus Christ as the head of the body, the church, and offer my wholehearted commitment in a spirit of humility and servanthood to grow in Christ's likeness as we journey together. I will refrain from any attitude of criticism or judgment that would grieve the Holy Spirit and thus rob the fellowship of Christ's presence and guidance. Recognizing the priority of worship, I will consistently present myself with fellow believers in the corporate celebration and praise, honouring his word and gladly contributing as a faithful steward, time, talents and money, as my humble privilege and responsibility. Gladly accept the leadership that the Lord affords at any given time, and all principally, as together we seek the glory of God in our corporate purpose. I recognize the need to be sensitive to my own place in your God, and commitment to make disciples of all nations. I will do all that is possible to extend Christ's kingdom on earth through prayer, hospitality, witness, and any other means possible.
A song that focuses on our future together and all that we hope to be and to do in this place. A prayer, come seek, come set your rule and reign in our hearts again. Stand together.
Send your rule and reign in our hearts again. Increase in us, we pray. Unbreakable rock we're made. Come set our hearts ablaze with hope, like wildfire in our very soul. Holy Spirit, come, He made us now. Your church, we need your power.
Take your seats again. And now inviting Marjorie Batt to come and tell us what we've all let ourselves in for.
Right, Jacob, am I? Oh, I am on. Thank you. Yep, great. Thank you. Well, as I was driving down from Auckland, you said, well, actually, I wasn't driving. I was being driven. I had this wonderful luxury of just sitting in the back of this kind of station wagon with David on one side and Paul on the other, and with me on the other, and Paul and Tracy driving, and I was being driven. It was wonderful. But one of the things I was thinking was, I wonder, do they grow grapes in Taranaki? And then I thought, well, they grow in central Otago, so they must grow in Taranaki. And then I saw a vineyard, and I thought, so grapes, I'm sure, do grow. How many of you got one in your backyard, a grapevine? None of you. Okay. But I know they've grown. I saw a notice that said to a vineyard. Now, just to help boys and girls of all ages, maybe the younger boys and girls amongst us, if you want to kind of do something that connects with what I'm going to say, get a piece of paper off that table over there and a pencil, and I'll tell you what I want you to do. Do any of you want to do that? You do? Right. Okay. On one side, I want you to write three words down the page. One will be vine, the next one is branches, and then the third one is fruit. And when I'm talking, any time I say vine or branch or fruit, I want you to put a little mark beside that word. So that in the end, you can see how many times I say those words, okay? And on the other side of the paper, I want you to draw a picture of a grapevine. And I'd like to see them before we have lunch. So when we finished here, I'd just like to see and see how the counting's gone. Okay? There may be some older boys and girls want to do that too. I mean, I don't know how you stay awake during this time. Okay. But, yeah. Today, you have committed yourselves to work together as pastor and people to grow the kingdom of God in this part of our land. And I just thought, well, it'd be so good to consider just a few words of the King for a few minutes. So if you've got your Bibles, just open them at John chapter 13 and just kind of keep it there, because we're going to skip around. But that's where we're going to kind of be focused in those next few chapters. And I believe that the words that I'm going to focus on from John 15, they come to us right from the first century right through now to what we call it the 20-teens of the 21st century. They're coming with increased, I think, urgency and potency for us today, and I trust that will happen. So I'm going to invite you to enter the scene in John 13. And just for a moment, use your imagination and just think right back. You're with the disciples. You're kind of one of them. You're with them. You may even choose to be one of them. It's been a momentous week in a packed city. And now you're together alone, just with the disciples, and you're about to celebrate that great Jewish festival, the Passover. And we break into the story at John 13. And near the end of that chapter, it says, Jesus, knowing that the time had come for him to leave this world and go to the Father, having loved his own, he now showed them the full extent of his love. So, as you're there, Jesus becomes the servant. He washes your dusty, tired feet. And then he continues to share his heart with you. And you sense that these are very momentous moments and times. You listen and you hear him predict that he's going to be betrayed by one of you. And you hear him tell Peter that he's going to deny him. Peter, of all people. And then he tells you he's going to go away.
but he actually speaks words of comfort that go right into your being, because he says he's going to send his spirit to be with you forever, and you don't know what that means, but somehow it comforts you. And then Jesus breaks into words of action. At the end of chapter 14, he says, come now, let's get going. Like, it's like, we're out of here, guys. And then come some words that I want us just to briefly focus on today. And I want you to allow them, as I read them in a moment, to sink deep into your ears, into your minds, and your heart, as if you were present and Jesus was looking right into your eyes as he spoke them. I am the true vine, and my Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit, and while every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes so that it will be even more fruitful. You are already clean because of the word I have spoken to you. Remain in me, and I in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. I am the vine. You are the branches. If a man or a woman remains in me, and I in him or her, he will bear much fruit, for apart from me, you can do nothing. Right, I want you to step out of the scene now, and we're just going to kind of reflect briefly on those words that you've just heard. First of all, I am the true vine, and you are the branches. That speaks of a deep, deep connection and attachment to Jesus, the true vine and source of our life. Ignatius, a guy who lived quite a few hundred years ago, he described sin as a false or unhealthy attachment to the wrong thing. And you know, in our brokenness and our weakness and our humanness, we are so prone to attaching to the wrong things and activities for our sense of worth, our significance, our belonging, our strength, and our comfort. I am the true vine. You are the branches. And then Jesus said, remain in me, and I in you. Speaks of remaining connected, continuing to be connected, living in connection, so that the life and the Spirit of Jesus, God's Holy Spirit, can be in us, living in and through us. And then he talks about the fruit of remaining. If a man remains in me and I in him, he will bear much fruit. Fruit that will remain. And that's the fruit of remaining. Yeah. And as I've just picked out one or two as you look over the next few chapters, obedience will be one of the fruit that comes from remaining attached. His love will be in us. We will love each other to the extent of laying down our lives for each other. And God will be honoured as the evidence of Jesus' life is present in us. Our prayers will be answered because the prayers that flow from remaining and being connected to Jesus are the prayers that are on his heart, the ones that he loves to answer. Jesus' joy will be in us, and it will be full and complete. The laughter that's so much part of this community will come from a deep place in your hearts. It won't be shallow. It'll be a deep kind of laughter that comes right from deep within your hearts. A real joy. There'll be a deepening relationship with Jesus, so that we won't be just servants, but we'll be friends and partners in the Father's business in this community and in the world. There'll be endurance in hatred, ridicule, misunderstanding, persecution, if it comes, there'll be a remaining faithful as we remain attached. And the Holy Spirit will lead us into truth. It's a challenge, isn't it? As I listen to people and walk with them on their journeys. Many of them in ministry and in leadership as well. Busyness has been described as the violence of our times. And busyness, okay. So how do we remain attached and deeply connected? And just a few thoughts. In order to say yes to God, we need to say no to something else. This week, another pastor that I was with was reflecting on this challenge in her life. And she said, rather sort of thoughtfully, you know, I've not heard anyone at the end of their lives saying that they regretted that they hadn't looked at enough TV, regretted that they haven't seen enough DVDs, regretted that they haven't spent enough time on Facebook or enough time at work. About 23 years ago, in a church not quite as big as this, it was probably a bit smaller, at my induction, a little church at Langholm in West Auckland, about 23 years ago, Gerald Marks, who was representing the Baptist Union, doing what I did today, challenged me. He said, Marjorie, carve out time for God. And those words have stayed with me. And that time, remaining attached and connected, has to be carved out. So three brief suggestions as I finish for staying connected to the vine, connected to our King. First of all, develop rhythms as individuals and as a community together of shelter, faith and laughter. Rhythms that fit with the season of life you're in personally and the season of life in the church as well. I know that the rhythms in my life, daily rhythms that I developed and during the week and along, were different when I had three preschoolers than what they are now as a grandmother with no children living at home or grandchildren living at home. Rhythms of life that connect us through the word, through prayer and many of the other ways. And then help each other to do it. There's a verse in Hebrews 10, 24 and 25 that talks about encouraging one another. And whenever you meet together, stirring up one another to love and doing good works, the things that God wants you to do. So whenever you meet together, part of that should be encouraging, stirring one another up to love and do the things that God wants you to. And that will be, part of that will be remaining connected. And something that I felt really key is learning to ask Jesus the right questions and live with those questions and be changed by those questions until clarity comes. So that life's transitions, your failures, your defeats, your challenges, your triumphs, your pain, your grief, your brokenness, become the very things that keep you connected to God. They help you as you learn to ask the right questions. So it's not, why am I like this? Why did that happen to me? Those aren't the questions that keep you connected to God, but questions like, Jesus, or you may prefer to say God or Father, Jesus, what's your invitation to me in this situation? Or, Jesus, how do you want me to be present right now? Or with this person, or in this situation? Those kind of questions help us as we ask them and keep asking them to orient our lives towards being connected and attached to the vine. Now, I know that Andrew and Naomi are really passionate about connection and being connected into Jesus, something that they work on themselves in their own lives. So they'll be great encouragers as you do that together and then see the fruit of that in your own lives and in this community and this city. So, I'm going to read verse 5 again. I am the vine, says Jesus, you are the branches. If a person remains in me and I in him, he or she will bear much fruit, for apart from me, you can do nothing. So, may this community of God's people, Jesus' followers, his body placed right here in New Plymouth West, may you be vibrantly alive with the life and love that flows from connection with God and flows right out into this community, sending transforming ripples through this community, this town, this country, and right throughout the world, and in time, and in all generations, down through the generations. Amen.
What we're going to do now is sing another song, one which looks forward again in terms of what our lives together are all about. After that, we will join in communion, which will be led by Andrew. In terms of how we do communion here, it's an open communion. In other words, it's not restricted only to people who are members of West Baptist Church or to those who are part of the Baptist Fellowship of Churches. It is for anyone who wishes to align themselves with God's work. So feel free to participate, or if you wish to, just pass the bread and the cups along past you as you receive them. It's okay either way. Jesus, the hope of the nations.
Glory to thee, Jesus our Lord.
take your seats again.
Let's continue our focus on Jesus. Jesus said to the people who he was sharing life with and who he was eating a meal with, he said to them to continue to remember him by eating and drinking together. When people eat together, there is a unity that forms, isn't there? There's a friendship, a knowing, an accepting, a celebrating. And for us gathered this morning, actually from a number of different churches, from West, from Glen Eden, from North Point, from Wellington Central, Talia couldn't be here, but from Mount Roskill, from other churches as well, we remember Jesus in our eating and drinking. Let us remember in that we are one. We are one body. We all belong to Jesus because of what he has done. Let's pray together. Jesus, we thank you for your life that shows us what God is like. Jesus, we thank you for your death that enables us to know God and be right with him. Jesus, we thank you for your church that you are the head of and that you have called to show other people what you are like. And Jesus, we thank you that we can eat and drink together, both now and in our fuller meal after the service. That we eat and drink together as one people, your people. Amen. If the team could come and serve us, that would be great. Thanks.
Being cursed and buried.
What we're going to do now is finish with a last song, the Lord's Prayer. There will be a blessing that we can offer to each other, which the words for that will come up on the screen behind me. And it's a blessing we offer to each other. And then there'll be a number of greetings. The service itself will be finished, and a number of people will be bringing greetings to us, and especially to Andrew, Naomi, Aaron and Ezra on this occasion. The Lord's Prayer. Standing as we offer this blessing to each other and especially to Andrew and Naomi this morning. You are God's servants, gifted with dreams and visions. Upon you rests the grace of God. like flames of fire. Love and serve the Lord in the strength of the Spirit. May the deep peace of Christ be with you, the strong arms of God sustain you, and the power of the Holy Spirit strengthen you in every way. Amen. Take your seats again. As I mentioned earlier, today is special because of all the visitors we have who've come to share this occasion with us, as well as, of course, for the fact that Andrew and Naomi come to stay. And so I've asked a number of people to be sort of willing and ready to offer greetings to us on this occasion. So I'm actually not sure the protocol between you two. Who actually sort of gets here first? Lovely. And you have been here before. It's a pleasure to welcome the Mayor of New Plymouth here, Harry. It is good to see you again. You actually caused a great stir last time you were here, because it was the induction of Talia was videoed, recorded, and the DVD was passed around Auckland, and people in Auckland could not believe the member for New Plymouth on that occasion, and the Mayor, Peter Tennant, who actually leapt up and shifted this podium here sideways. And you know, wow, the Mayor and the MP actually get up and do that sort of thing in Taranaki. This was quite something. So it actually did cause a stir. So I noticed the paper this week was talking about you being left to tidy up the chairs at Awakura. No, at Urenui, somewhere. Yes, we're not going to do that to you today. But it is a great pleasure to welcome, first of all, Harry to come and talk to us. Thank you, Harry.
Kia ora tātou, Gary, thank you for the welcome here this morning, and a particular welcome to Andrew and Naomi, Aaron and Ezra, to our district. It is not always like this, but mostly. We do have lovely weather in the good times in Taranaki, and we have a wonderful community that makes up for the time when the weather is not. We're very lucky, and it's a privilege this morning too to have our Member of Parliament, Jonathan Young and Maura, here with us. I'm not going to throw this around like Pete Tennant did. He was about this tall, and you know, he certainly left some big shoes to fill. But it was an interesting week this past week. I've got to say that the newspapers must imagine I'm a fairly delicate soul if they imagine that I've in any way been cowed or put off. Quite simply, there's a job to do, and we all have a job to do, and Andrew and Naomi, I'm sure you will do a wonderful job for the people in this congregation and in our district. I'm very familiar with the work that's been done here, because my wife for many years taught at Spotswood Primary, and she's back teaching there part-time again. So we're familiar with the work of this particular church in that school and in this area. So we're delighted to have that association. You'll find Taranaki people can be very, very direct folk at times, but I'm sure you'll come to appreciate that. Usually you're quite sure of where you're standing, I've got to say, and it's a very good thing that people are direct. Tact and diplomacy is not one of my long suits, but it's certainly been at times useful to be able to put things in a way which is unambiguous, if I can put it that way. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, I join with you all in welcoming Andrew and Naomi. A lot will be expected of you. This place does expect a lot, but I'm sure you'll find it extremely satisfying and greatly you will be welcomed into the community, and you will have a most enjoyable life here. Welcome. Thank you.
Moira and Jonathan, thanks very much for coming along this morning to be part of this as well. Jonathan, over to you.
Thank you very much, Gary, and to the congregation for the opportunity to come here today and to welcome Andrew and Naomi. We come from a very wonderful place in New Zealand, West Auckland, and born and bred here in Taranaki myself. I did spend about 22 years there myself, And Gleneden Baptist Church, where you hail from, is a church of great significance. And so I know that New Plymouth and Taranaki are going to be truly blessed by you being here, knowing that we do have a couple and a family who are coming here, who have been part of a very significant church in West Auckland, and will continue that great work that you have commenced there and been part of there and carry on here. So my wife, Maura, and myself, we do acknowledge you. And thank you, Harry, for your acknowledgement as well. Harry and I tend to turn up at the same places very often, and we've developed a really great working relationship and friendship. And I think you'll find that in New Plymouth, that this is an extremely friendly and inviting and inclusive place. And I can tell by the atmosphere of this congregation, this group of people, that New Plymouth West Baptist is a very inclusive, loving church. And if I can encourage you to continue that, I think that's what makes the huge difference of our congregations right throughout New Plymouth, is the fact that there's great relationships in there. There's a huge amount of love which people give. This is a community which I believe is one of the best in the country, simply because people respect, love each other, work together, and want to see the public good enhanced. And let me encourage you that you have got a tremendous amount to offer. Often churches can be a little bit insular. I know that because I actually, many don't know, but I did pastor a church for all of those years in West Auckland. And the challenge always is to make sure the doors are open, and we are going out into the community more than they coming in. And so congratulations on your appointment. Well done on the work that the church has done in the past, particularly with Spotswood Primary and the community around about here. And please be encouraged to continue what you are doing. You know, when people see the vibrancy, the genuineness, the appreciation and love that you have for each other, that is contagious. And if you only do that, and I know you do far more than that, but if you only do that, that makes a huge difference. I believe you've got a great pastoral couple here. Just by being here this morning, I can see there's real vibrancy, there's real faith, there is real love and concern for people. And all of those are the most important ingredients that a pastoral team can bring. And so I do expect to hear great reports of what you are doing, Andrew and Naomi, and also what your church here now continues to do. So all the very best for myself and my wife, Maura. We're thrilled to have you here in New Plymouth.
Thank you, Jonathan. And both Harry and Jonathan have talked about the relationships and that working together. And so it's my pleasure now to welcome Mike Waring from North Point Baptist Church on behalf of the wider fellowship of Christians and churches here in New Plymouth, welcoming Andrew and Naomi here today. Thanks, Mike.
Well, thanks for the opportunity to be here this morning, and it's great to be part of this service. And I bring greetings from North Point Baptist Church firstly. We all are really stoked that you guys are here, and we'll be praying for you and every blessing for you as you start out. Also bring greetings from the Baptist pastors here in the Naki, Andrew, and those that couldn't be here this morning, and they look forward to working with you as a part of the Baptist cluster. Now, it's really nice to be involved in the service this morning because Fiona, my wife, and I were actually at Andrew's induction service at Gleneden a few years back, and because we were at college at the same time as Andrew and Naomi, and we were actually neighbours, so I spent a bit of time with Andrew, and you also had my sympathy this morning, you know. And I'm really going to be praying for you because you have to cope with Andrew, and that's going to be a tough thing. But seriously, I'm really stoked that you guys have called Andrew as your pastor, and I know that he's going to be fantastic. He's a great guy and has a huge amount to offer, and I know that he's going to be a blessing to you guys as a church, as you will be to him. I really enjoyed working with Talia, and I really look forward to working with you, Andrew, as well. And finally, a message from Chris Lee, who is the pastor at City Life in Town, who is the leader of our New Plymouth Christian Leaders Network. He wanted me to pass on this brief message to you. He said, "It's great to hear that the wonderful congregation of West Baptist Church have a new pastor to continue the great witness that Andrew and Xanthia and most recently Talia have been in our city. On behalf of the New Plymouth Christian Leaders Network, Andrew and Naomi, we extend you our welcome and pray that your transition into your new role goes well. The location and situation will progress smoothly. We are looking forward to getting to know you once you are settled and supporting you as we join in working together for the good of our city. Congratulations and welcome to New Plymouth from Chris." Thanks.
We've had Marjorie from Glen Eden sharing very much in this morning's service and playing a very significant, a key role in sort of handing Andrew on to us. But we also wanted to give the opportunity for Glen Eden as a congregation to bring greetings to us this morning. Paul is there. Thanks, Paul. Over to you.
I've got some notes. You're actually going to hear from two of us because we've got Nathan here as well. It's been a very emotional journey for us as a church. It really has. There's been tears of joy for knowing that he's going to move on, that he's got a new challenge. But there's been a lot of tears of sadness as well, because we have lost a truly great pastor. He leaves behind many people that are wishing him well at this particular time. This week alone, walking through my door, I've had Peter Wright, Carlos and Brenda, Michael Bailey and Jean Abraham, to name a few, that are sending you their love and best wishes. And they would have liked to have been here, but there's other things going on. We've lost a wonderful pastor. We really have. He was an asset, if you like, and he's not going to be easy to replace. It's going to be a hard job for us to do that. But God put a call on Andrew and Naomi's hearts, and they answered it. Our loss is your gain. And I'm sure, knowing what ministry and passion is in the hearts of Andrew and Naomi, that this church family is going to be a wonderful fit for them. And we do wish them well on that. I think West Baptist, that God gave your call committee an opportunity to choose the ideal pastor for you, and you accepted that. You really did, and I say good on you. You got a great guy there. So Andrew, Naomi, Aaron and Ezra, I pray that you can plant some deep roots here. I really do. And I pray that your new church family loves you as much as the church family back at Glen Eden did and does. And I'm just going to end my little bit with a letter. Excuse me, it's quite small writing and my eyesight's not very good. This is from our team there. So it says, "Dear Andrew and Naomi, Aaron and Ezra, our thoughts are with you today on this, your induction. Thank you for being part of our team over the last 5 years and for faithfully serving God's people in our congregation and community. We wish you well for your new role at New Plymouth West and are confident you will continue to shepherd God's people with the integrity of heart and skillful hands. As Psalm 78:72 says, and David shepherded them with integrity of heart, with skillful hands he led them." And that's with warm regards from Neil Baker, who's our senior pastor, the GEBC Elders Board and the complete ministry team there. Amen.
So I'm Nathan, I'm part of the pastoral team at Glen Eden Baptist. So I guess he spoke on behalf of the church, so I'm speaking on behalf of me. Little known fact about Andrew, for 2 years played in the first 15 at Mount Roskill Grammar as fullback, scored that many tries. Yeah. So I've been, as soon as I found that out, I've been giving him a hard time for maybe 2 years over that now. So I passed that on, so that you can continue to rib him. And that's it's been a great a great fun thing about working with Andrew is that we've been able to hassle him for years now, so please keep that up. It's been an emotional morning for me, and I think the major emotion in that is grief, is a real sadness. Because for 3 years we've worked together. So I guess I want to say one thing to Andrew, and I want to say one thing a little bit later to you as the congregation. But there's a real camaraderie, I guess, that comes as you work closely in a team, camaraderie and a teamship. But not just that, it's been a difficult 3 years for you and for I, and there's been some hard meetings in that, and 99% of the time, if there was a hard decision to be made and there was conflict in a meeting, I would know that you were in my corner. And that meant a lot to me. And so it's with real sadness that we part ways. Andrew is so that was for him. This is for you now, West Baptist. Andrew is at his heart he is a pastor, in the sense that he is a people person. He cares absolutely about people, and that makes him a great pastor. But it also means that when he puts himself out there, as he does, that there is sensitivity when he gets hurt. And so I trust that you will look after him. I trust that as he gives his life to you, that you will look after him in return.
This church's connection with Spotswood Primary has been mentioned several times during the service already, and so I welcome Mark Fisher, now as Vice Principal of Spotswood Primary, to come and note the significance of Andrew's arrival from his perspective and the school's perspective. We support as a church, through our trust, the work of Dee Weir as a family mentor working with children and families and caregivers in that environment. And so there's a direct special connection for us. So Mark, thank you. Over to you.
Andrew and Naomi and Aaron and Ezra, I welcome you on behalf of Spotswood Primary. Our school's a kind of a special school. We've got probably some children from families that are probably the most poverty stricken that you could get in New Plymouth or New Zealand, and then we've got the opposite extreme and lots in between. And so there's lots of need in all sorts of ways. So I just welcome you on behalf of the school. We've had a very special relationship since the Bolins have been part of our church, and there's all sorts of things that go on, like HPP reading and the Mother's Day brunch and all sorts of other things that are unknown. And most recently, of course, with Dee, I saw her around somewhere as the family mentor. It is lots and lots going on, and lots that's hidden us, I guess, but there's a lot of need there, and as a school we really appreciate the connection that we have with the church. So welcome.
Thanks, Mark. Talia, our previous pastor, had hoped to be here for today to sort of hand on the baton, as it were, but in the end, the trip, a long trip from Wellington with a baby, was going to be hard work for her, and so she said instead a message. And so Kathy is going to come and read Talia's message to us all this morning.
Right, Talia says, "Today I am delighted for West. I am delighted that God has been good and faithful to this community and has provided a wonderful school pastor to lead in this next season of serving Jesus in Spotswood and beyond. Today, I am delighted for Andrew. I'm delighted that God has called you to such a special community, a place of shelter, faith and laughter. West is awesome and Andrew is awesome, so I'm super excited to see where God leads you together. Andrew, I'm praying that God will bless you in three specific ways through the kind of place West is. May West give you freedom. May you find the freedom to become the pastor and the person God wants to continue to shape you into. May you find the freedom to take risks, May you find the freedom to speak honest gospel words into the life of this community. May West give you love. I pray that you, Naomi, Aaron and Ezra, will be regularly and creatively reminded of how much you are loved, liked, valued, and appreciated in the sometimes lonely roles you are taking up. I pray that you will find friends and life-giving relationships beyond the church community as well within it. I pray that you will have a steady stream of visiting friends and family from around the country as people are drawn to spend time with you in Taradice. And may West give you a place to serve and see God's kingdom and influence grow in a part of town that God loves a lot. Together, may you find a deep satisfaction in following Jesus and changing the world. With much love from afar, Talia.
Good. And finally, a message, greetings from Matt Roskell, which is going to be brought. Excellent. Thank you.
We're not as organised as everyone else. So I'm Stephen from Mount Roskell. Greetings from that crew there. I've just got a letter from our senior pastor, just that I'll read out. And if I can think of something brilliant to say about Andrew, I will also. Yes. I went to school with Andrew, so yeah, there's a lot that I could tell you, but it's probably not appropriate. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, on this occasion of the induction of Andrew Sangster as pastor to your church family and his welcome along with Naomi and their children, I wanted to write and let you know that the Roskell Church family is praying for you and thanking God for the leading and direction which has brought them to you at this time. Andrew grew up, kind of, I added that, in our fellowship, and we are thrilled God has called them into his service amongst you. We pray with you that this occasion will be the first of many blessed and happy times together, and that under Andrew's leadership, many will come to know Christ as their Saviour. Many will grow in the love and knowledge of him, and that West Baptist Church will flourish and grow. I pray that together you will know the wonderful truth that Paul writes about in Ephesians 3, verse 20 and 21. Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us, to him be the glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen. Yours and him on behalf of the Roskell Church. That's from Rodney. Cheers.
Thanks very much. We have one more thing to do before we have lunch. And so, Andrew and Naomi and Aaron and Ezra, would you like to join me up on stage here, please? We wanted to make sure we left you with something tangible as a sort of memento of today and what today means for us and for you. And so we have a few gifts for you. And so if those can be brought over here for you now. We'll start with the kids. Right, Hester, that one is Ezra's one. And Zach, you got one for Aaron. And yes, you are allowed to have a look at those now. Alison, thank you. And for Andrew. And Andrew, it's compulsory for you to take yours out and show everybody what's written on the back of it.
Andrew, God has called you out of slavery of Auckland and has brought you to the promised land flowing with milk and honey, to Taradice. And as God had given Israel, you know, the Ten Commandments to say this is the way ye should go, so God has given unto you so that you know the way you should go. Now here we go. Taranaki Heart. Now, you made mention to a certain rugby game in the late 90s
where a certain shield came to its rightful home. There were two brothers in that team called the Slater brothers. Yeah. Now, the story goes that when they had finished playing, and instead of staying and celebrating, they got in a rental car and drove all the way back to Taranaki simply because they had to milk cows the next morning. That is what Taranaki hardcore is. We're workers to the calls, and you just keep on going and going and going because it's important. And I know you wear that with pride because, you know, who can support Auckland Blues?
Oh, yeah, and, hide that, though, because,
Thanks.
Yeah.
Yep.
I better tell you what
it says, right? If you could read it out, probably won't be able to read it from the back there.
Here we go.
God created Taranaki so the hardcore people would have a place to live.
That's the end of the formalities. You're all most welcome to stay and join together in a lunch as we provide you hospitality. Let's give thanks for the food we're about to share and for this morning. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, today has been a very special and significant day in our sight. And our heart's cry is that it is also found to be special in yours for the work here begun today. So may your Spirit continue to rest upon us. May we find grace and favour in your sight. As best we can, we give ourselves to you for you to use. Thank you for the meal we're about to share together, for this time of fellowship and enjoyment of each other. Amen. If the people sort of over in that area, you'll need to sort of move the chairs away so we've got a bit of room to move around, but otherwise stay and linger on and share in this place together today. A couple of tables in the back room there, the side room. So, okay. Right, hot food is on hot plates. Please be careful.